this week's Failure Friday segment, we step into the world of a personal trainer turned app developer. Among other things, he learns that technology cannot always replicate the energy of physical fitness classes. Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau. I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success. We can learn from the things that don't go as we hope. So that's why we have this weekly segment, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure, again, with the goal of being positive and encouraging you along the way, but also just being real, right? I want you to understand that some ideas work and some don't, and sometimes you do have to adjust as you go. Your first idea is not always your best idea or your final idea, let's say. So these stories tend to vary a bit, but they often go from idea to, okay, how did this idea meet with reality? And then how do we change course? What do we do when we realize that the idea was not brilliant, or maybe it actually was a brilliant idea, but it wasn't the right time, or we didn't get the messaging right. We didn't really understand who the ideal customer was for that. Or it could be something else, of course, like we got a different story every single week. So I love to bring you these stories with just a bit of framing. Mostly I let the person speak for themselves. Today, as noted, we're going to hear from this personal trainer. His name is Blake. And let's just let him tell the story. I'll have some brief comments, but he's going to explain it much better than I could. A little quick wrap up at the end after Blake, but first, over to him.
Diving into the fitness tech world, I was fueled by a vision: to create a fitness app that would revolutionize home workouts. As a personal trainer with years of experience, I believed I understood what people needed: a personalized, technology-driven fitness solution. My app was designed to offer AI-customed workout plans, a wide variety of exercise videos, and a user-friendly interface. I named it FitFusion. I embarked on this journey with enthusiasm, but admittedly limited tech experience. Undeterred, I invested a significant portion of my savings and partnered with a tech team to develop the app. After months of development and anticipation, FitFusion was ready. Sort of. Initial downloads were promising, but as time passed, a stark reality emerged. Engagement was dropping sharply. People weren't sticking with the app, and the feedback pinpointed a missing element: community. Despite the convenience of exercising at home, users miss the communal experience of a gym or the shared energy of a live class. My app, advanced as it was, couldn't replicate the group motivation found in a Peloton class or a local fitness studio. The financial implications of this realization were severe. The user base dwindled, and with it, the potential revenue. I had poured several thousand dollars into FitFusion, only to watch it fail to resonate with its intended audience. The world of digital fitness, I learned, wasn't just about convenience or personalization. It was about connection and shared experiences, something my app fundamentally lacked. In my eagerness to digitize fitness, I'd overlooked a core aspect of why people exercise: the intrinsic human need for connection and community. This oversight led to the app's downfall, unable to compete with platforms that offered a more holistic, communal experience. In the aftermath, I had to accept the hard truth. Not all passion projects lead to success, and not all industry trends are a one-way ticket to profitability. I returned to personal training, this time with a deeper understanding of what people seek in their fitness journeys. The demise of FitFusion wasn't just the end of an app. It was a profound learning experience about the fitness industry and the digital world. It taught me that understanding your audience goes beyond surface-level desires, and that sometimes the human element is irreplaceable, even in an increasingly digital world. Today, I approach my training with a new perspective, valuing the personal connections I make with clients more than ever. While this project was a failure in the business sense, it succeeded in teaching me invaluable lessons about technology, human nature, and the interplay between them in the realm of fitness.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. Blake, you got to move on from that. And I really appreciate you sharing the story. Listeners, if something in your life proves challenging or you get stuck somewhere or something just doesn't work, I've been there. And all I know is you just got to keep moving forward, right? No sense in remaining stuck. That doesn't help anybody, including yourself. And I know it's not always easy. You can't just say, hey, get unstuck. But I do hope that sharing these stories and helping you see how people are able to move through challenge will provide a little bit of a boost for you today. So thank you for spending your time with me today. We've got a new episode coming out every single day, of course, 7 days a week. I make this podcast for you. So let me know how we can improve, what else you'd like to hear about this year, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'm on social media every day as well. This has been episode 2582. Signing off for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.